Well, Fat Jerry Nadler says that it's impeachment hearing. That's what it is. It's an impeachment hearing, says Jerry Nadler. Even though my understanding and all my reading echoes what has happened with Republicans, which is they say you can't have an impeachment hearing until you have a full vote of the House. But Jerry says there's no uncertainty about what his committee is doing, but there seems to be plenty of uncertainty elsewhere. Steny Hoyer, number two guy in the House, and his boss, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, seemed quite confused. And Nancy, by the way, seemed quite agitated yesterday when pressed on the question of impeachment, of what's going on, because they can't answer the question. You see, they want to have it both ways. They do. They want to have it both ways. And we'll get to that in a moment. But first, hear this. Nancy Pelosi struggling with questions that she didn't want to discuss with reporters yesterday after Jerry Nadler's announcement that this is an impeachment inquiry. Go to bite number one. Bite one, go.
We're legislating, we're investigating, and third, we are litigating. We are taking the work of the committees into the courts. So I stand by what we have been doing all along. I support what is happening in the Judiciary Committee because that enables them to do their process of interrogation in their investigation, and I salute them for that work. Look, I travel the entire country. Come with me sometime, and you'll hear what the American people are saying. They understand that impeachment is a very divisive measure. But if we have to go there, we'll have to go there. But we can't go there unless we have the facts, and we will follow the facts, and we will follow the obstruction that the president is making up aside getting the facts, and make our decision when we're ready. That's the only question. That's all I'm going to say about this subject. And there's nothing different from one day to the next. We're still on our same path.
That's not what Jerry Nadler said. We'll go there if we have to go there. Jerry Nadler says you're already going there. She got mad and she walked out of the press conference, did Nancy Pelosi. So are you there? Are you not there? Jerry Nadler and the Judiciary Committee says, we're there. Nancy Pelosi says, it's divisive. We'll go there when we need to. You see, this is what you get when the Democrats are in charge. Trying to herd cats, apparently. Not working very well at all. Now, is it? Not at all. Meanwhile, Congressman Tom McClintock put it right back in Fat Jerry's lap. He said, hey, Jerry, you want impeachment? Let's do it. Let's go for it. Let's see what the American people think about that. Because I'm telling you, people in places like my district, this will cause untold problems for Democrats that are freshmen that got in with the idea that somehow they were going to do something important when they got to Congress, not just chase around ghosts and shadows. Go to bite number three, please. Bite number three.
All you have to do is ask the House that it direct and authorize this committee to conduct an impeachment inquiry. That's all you have to do. Resolve that the House authorizes the Judiciary Committee to conduct an inquiry into the impeachment of the president. It's that simple. I dare you to do it. In fact, I double dog dare you to do it. Have the House vote on those 18 words and then go at it. Why won't you do that? It's because you want to give the illusion of impeachment without the reality of it. You're duping that portion of your base that is clamoring for impeachment into thinking you are when you aren't. Some Democrats can tell their constituencies they're conducting an impeachment inquiry, while others can tell their constituencies that they aren't. You can have your impeachment and deny it, too. That's why you won't pass that resolution.
The bigger problem, though, as Congressman Tim Walberg just pointed out, the whole mess with impeachment is not helping Democrats. Pew Research released on Monday of this week showed that Democrats are unpopular now. 53% of Americans find Democrats are not doing the job. They have a negative view of Democrats, 53%. By the way, when we went into the midterm elections in 2018, 53% of Americans asked believed the Democrats were good, liked them. Now it shifted to 53% negative. The reason for that, I think, is pretty simple. They're overplaying their hand again. Once again, Democrats find themselves overplaying their hand, which is exactly what I warned them about. The day after the election, I said to Republicans, you need to rediscover the middle class and in the Rust Belt, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and connect with those people, working class people, middle class America. Democrats, I warn you, can't overplay your hand, because if you do, you will find yourself back out of power in 2 years. And that's the road they're on right now, to be back out of power. Because in these swing districts, in places like Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and North Carolina and even California, when you go to Congress and you do nothing except chase the president around and try to create a fake impeachment illusion, you just waste time. The USMCA is a critical piece of legislation that should be passed. It would help union workers. It would help working people all over this country, no more so than in the upper Midwest, in Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. These people want and desire the USMCA because it will move product, especially agricultural products, in a big way. And with the challenges we have with China, if you could loosen up ag markets for the farmers here across the Corn Belt, Iowa, Illinois, and so forth, you would have great benefit to those states. It would bring in tremendous amounts of money into those states. The deal made with Japan is great, but the USMCA should be better. Should be better. And the way to get there is for Nancy Pelosi to take it up in the House and move it forward so that working families and union families and agricultural workers and farmers can all benefit from the work that's already been done and already been accepted by Mexico and Canada. They're just waiting on us. They're just waiting on us to get it done. That's all it is. And so the USMCA is critical. And I predict right now, if things don't change dramatically, a lot of those seats picked up by Democrats in 2018 will go back red. They will go back red. Trust me on that. It's Friday the 13th, 51 after. We've got some final thoughts for hour number two straight ahead. So sit tight. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram too.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.